I think now it is being recorded. No, but the thing is not happening, yeah.
It's not showing the time. But it's picking up the volume. It's picking up the volume.
Okay, okay, fine. Somewhere I got that doubt. I don't know why I got that.
Yeah. It's not showing the time.
Okay. As I said, no? The bhakta sees it. Those are not bhaktas will not see it. This is bhakti literature, no? Correct? All the bhakti literature that you have. Only the bhakta will see the Lord. Those who are not bhaktas will not see it. Jagadeva harihi harieva jagat. Okay. How would we define Brahman? Abhaditam satyam. Sat existence we have defined as Brahman. Ramu? That absolute existence was what we had defined as Brahman. Now let us look at it. Okay. Let's look. What is this? Paper. Correct? Paper ki dare? Wood pulp hai. Right or wrong? Can you say, I don't see the wood pulp? You recognize. If you know, you recognize. If you don't know, you don't recognize. All paper is made from wood pulp. Yeah, you can use various other forms instead of wood also, but whatever. Now, what is wood pulp? All of you have heard that logic from me before. Nothing but hydrocarbons. What is hydrocarbon? A structure, a molecular structure. Form. I want to know the truth of that also. Atoms, atomic structure. Form. Structure means form. Particle, form. What is the content of that? 132 particles up to, okay. Because further divided, further divided, further divided. Finally, what it has to be? When you come to the final particle, you don't know whether it's a particle or an energy. But all of them are what? All this forms of what? Existence. Existence doesn't change in any of them. Paper exists, wood pulp exists. Molecules exist, atoms exist, particles exist. All of them are what? Forms, dependent realities. Depending on what? What is common in all of them? What is common in all of them?
Existence.
Can you say you do not recognize existence here? No, look at this, is very interesting. Can you say you do not recognize existence in this paper? If you do not recognize existence in this paper, you should be saying the paper is non-existent. Are you saying the paper is non-existent? Or are you saying the paper is existing? If the paper is existing, you are recognizing the existence. Correct? The sad buddhi na vyabhicharati. Sad buddhi doesn't change. Forms of sat changes. Forms of sat changes. Pot exists. Table exists. Wood exists. Molecules exist. Atoms exist. Man exists. Woman exists. Sun exists, moon exists. All that is what? Existence is common. But your eyes see what? Name and form. It's not name and form alone that you're seeing. You're recognizing the existence. But your attention is on the name and form. Why? Because the whole world is dependent on your functioning. No? What will I do with it? What will I do with it means what? Function. It's like going to buy gold. Akshaya Tritiya, na? Sometime end of April is coming. Everyone goes to buy gold. But you end up buying ornaments. You don't buy a chunk of gold and come. Means what? Your attention is on form. Yeah. Not on the content. Why? Because you are concerned with functioning. Functioning has to do with form. Therefore, the whole universe is what? A forms of existence. Multiple forms, cause, effect, relationship. All of them are what? Remember, manasapi achintya rupam. All that. Janmadesya yataha. How he describes the universe? Manasapi achintya rupam. Cannot even be conceived of. Kari karna nimitashrayaha. All of that. Yeah, cause-effect relationships, the ashraya, the basis for all of that. Karma, karma phala, all that. All what is it? Name and form, name and form, name and form. And what is it dependent upon? Existence. Abhaditam satyam. That is what? Brahman. That is what? Ishvaraha. That's why I said, if Ishvara is responsible for the universe, is the cause of this universe, universe has to be mithya, cannot be otherwise. Not only that, you also recognize the intelligence in it. The very fact that you can study something scientifically, biologically, the flower, you can study it from a botanical perspective. You can study it on the basis of physics, photometry, colors, light. The study of color is the study of light actually. Photometry. You can study this chemically in terms of its aroma, fragrance, etc. You can study it in terms of its molecular structure. You can enjoy it as a flower. Chodo baat yaar. Mere ye bahut acha laga. Aesthetically you can study it. All these disciplines of knowledge exist for one flower. That means what? A lot of intelligence in it. As I said yesterday, one seed, the whole banyan tree, genetic coding. What is that? Solidified intelligence, Ishvara manifesting. Within the creation you see that, Ishvara manifesting. From two cells a zygote is formed. The whole genetic coding of that person. Diabetes at 40, heart attacks at 60, height, weight, this, that, everything codified. So much of intelligence. So much of intelligence. That you don't see by your physical eyes, it's all there. Your physical eye sees what? Name and form, the color, the structure. This is what it sees. But you know all that is there. It is called Jnana Chakshu. The eye of wisdom. Eye of wisdom is what? Wisdom is eye. You look at it and see there is so much in it. There is so much in a flower. What is there is a flower. And function will be different. Hey, what's your nice flower? Offer it to the Lord. What a nice flower. Yeah. Hey, what a nice flower. Where's my girl around? That's all function. But all that is dependent on what and what? The flower? Function. Look at it. All the function is dependent on the form, the flower. And if the form is mithya, the functioning is what? Hey, functioning becomes satyam. Remember that old story? The king and the court. So there were all types of scholars. Why? Sarva dharma, samabhava, remember that. Therefore in the court, there were various scholars. There was a Sankhyan, there was a Nayayika, okay? There are people from the Dvaita Sampradaya, Advaita Sampradaya, everything. Why? Because regard for all religions, equal regard. So all the scholars were supported. There was a Vidvat Sadas in the kingdom. You know, the group of scholars, etc. A Sabha, not a Sadas, a Sabha. All scholars on. Fine. Now the ruler also. He's a king, all right. But he's also a person. No? As a person, does he not have the freedom to follow what he feels is more applicable or more appropriate for him? Therefore, he had leanings towards the Advaita Guru. Personal leaning. In the rule of law, everything was fine. Personal leaning was just. So when the king goes hunting means the retinue follows, no? Like Pujya Swamiji used to say when we used to travel with him, you know, it started with just 2-3 of us traveling. Swamiji's secretary, there was a guy called Raghavan, then my friend Uday Acharya and me. 3 of us used to travel with Swamiji and learn from him. Then after some time, more and more people came and there was once in one trip, there were 20 of them. So Swamiji used to say, yeah, when a king or a guru goes, there's always a retinue. Why? When the monkey goes, the tail comes along. So similarly, when the king went, the retinue was there. So the king and the Advaita Guru was riding together, discussing, because now is not court is not in session or something. The royal court is not in session, so they can chat. They're chatting. And there's one thing with these Advaita Gurus, you know. They have led very deliberate, alert lives as their students, you know. They're very awareful of those things, etc. So as they're chatting and going on, he says, mad elephant Tusker, and he wheels his horse and goes. And the king also wheels his horse and goes. Then the soldiers go and handle the thing. It's a mad Tusker there. A lone elephant is a problem. Then the Dvaita Guru goes and asks. He said, everything is mithya, no? So mithya, why did he run? The king felt, yeah, correct. We pushne ka. He says, Maharaji, if everything is mithya, why did you run? He said, who said my running is satya? Kabhi bola, running is satya. Running is based on your legs. Your legs are form. Form is what? Mithya. Something is dependent on the form is more mithya. And your self-esteem comes from what you do. You, Narayana. So mithya thing. Your self-esteem is coming from mithya thing. Not a wonder self-esteem is mithya. Very shaky. But it can be very damaging. I've seen that in people. When they retire, they feel so useless. Gadbad ho jata hai. Self-esteem gone. Why? I'm not doing anything now. I was big boss. I was big boss. Now, gone. Role gone. Array, role is dependent on the person. That is, the person has not understood that. The person became dependent on the role. All your problems start. Because role gone, you feel useless. Array, you filled up the role. Correct? You filled up the role. The role does not make a person great. The person makes the role great, no? Correct or not? The person brings something to the role, that makes the role great. Yeah. What to do? All examples are now. You have a great president, Abraham Lincoln. The guy made the role of the president great through one of the most difficult times in American history of civil war and turbulence. He brought something to the role. From the log cabin to the White House. We all studied this in school. He made it great. Does that mean every person who becomes a president is great? I don't want to talk about who's occupying it now. Poor guy, give him a break here. After all, he won the election. Right or wrong, he won it. If you are liberal enough to believe in democracy, you say he has to have a chance to rule, no? How can he say, not my president? You can mark a protest, okay, for what he has said, this, that, etc. But you believe in democracy. Wrong person is sitting. Okay, sometimes wrong people win. So, more of you should have gone out and voted. That time, not now, in March. Correct or not? All this is what? The mithya does not give importance to satyam. That's why the word value add-on is not strictly correct. We use that word. Pot is a value add-on to clay. But if your clay is poor, your pot will not last. So similarly here, now look at the whole thing. Okay? You see it. In terms, seeing means what? You recognize Ishvara. In a grain of sand, an eternity in a moment. It is there. This way, Ishvara and Brahman, people in this, in the English writings of Vedanta, tend to make Ishvara and Brahman two different things. It is not two different things. Brahman Satyam, Brahman is what is there. Brahman is what is there. When I am viewing that Brahman with respect to the world, I give him another name. Ishvara. Another name. And Indian worship is funny. Why is Indian worship funny? You are calling God all sorts of names here. Sahasranama. Calling God names, okay. I also do it. One has to see this irreverence about the whole thing also. Otherwise you get conditioned by it. Remember that conditioning is important to see. Like yesterday I know. Couple of people didn't eat that cake because they are afraid. Afternoon cake leke aaya tha na, afraid. Usme egg hai ke nahi hai. Abhi with all that I talked about not being conditioned, you are not. They are afraid to ask egg hai ke nahi hai. Main kya bolega pata nahi. So khao hai mat. As though that will escape my eyes. Or escape my ears.
You're standing and watching, who's not there?
I'm not standing and doing anything. I just happen to be there.
We got to eat more. We ate more.
Egg thas mama na. No, no, it is eggless for all those worried about. Now what I'm trying to say, look at it. Look at the mithyatvam of the whole. It's important to recognize this mithyatvam everywhere. Because Brahman is Satyam, Jagan is Mithya, there is no other way of looking at it. If Ishvara is there, world becomes Nithya automatically. There is no other way of looking at it. Even when you look at the world without looking at Ishvara, Mithyatvam speaks to it. Nothing is what is as it seems, no? Everything is existing depending on something else. Everything is existing depending on something else. The more you study quantum physics, for example, the more this will be clear. What is there, you don't know. Is electron a wave or a particle? Not clear. When you are not watching it, it behaves like a wave. When you watch it, it becomes a particle. Why electrons get self-conscious of it, to freeze up. Therefore, there is not only the physical manifestation, the matter manifestation of Ishvara, there is the intelligence manifestation of Ishvara also in every little thing. Because in everything, you can study it on the basis of multidisciplinary study you can have into a flower. How many PhDs can come out of this flower? So much of intelligence is there, manifest. Including aesthetic, that's also part of Ishvara's order. This is what we call the order of Ishvara, the structure of Ishvara. The fact that it can be studied, studied means there has to be a pattern. There has to be a logical development. Otherwise, how do you study? But sometimes the patterns keeps changing, etc. Therefore, the theory of random structures also has come into the picture. Randomness has also come into the picture. The study of statistics comes into the picture. What are the chances? Chances. Your karma comes into the picture, the study of karma. That also comes into the picture. All this is what? Intelligence manifestation. Gravity is manifestation, intelligence manifestation. Physical laws, chemical laws, all this structure. Because that structure, that order, makes your functioning possible, makes your existence, makes the existence of the form possible. The existence of the form possible because of the structure. What do you call this? If you want to travel from here to Pune, you need an infrastructure, no? Roads, railway lines, etc. No form exists in isolation. As a poet said, you cannot pluck a flower without shaking a star. If you're studying quantum physics, this is true. They studied, what is that? Same electron being released in different parts of the world. But this electron is born at the same time, the behavior of one affects the behavior of the other. Hundreds of miles apart. My God. Hundreds of miles apart, they can't see each other, they are not connected with each other, but they seem, they are functioning as though they are connected. There seems to be some intelligence connecting up the whole thing. There seems to be a mind connecting up the whole thing, the cosmic mind, Hiranyagarbha. Connecting up the whole thing. I told you all the experiment of the 100th monkey. You know, some scientists were studying the behavior of these monkeys, and it's a group of islands. There is no communication between one island and the other, except the scientists had some of their satellite phones. That is the only thing that was communicated. One night there was a storm. The fruits from the trees fell in and got muddy. So on one of the islands they found one monkey going and washing the fruit before eating it. It's funny. So one monkey did, 2-3 monkeys. So scientists called the other characters. Hey, are monkeys washing fruit there? No, that's not happening here. So seeing these monkeys, other monkeys, now a large number of monkeys started washing it. Then they got a call from the other island. Hey, monkeys here also have started doing it. When a critical mass is achieved, it seems the idea jumped across. If you study sociology, you will see that happening. When an idea reaches a critical mass of people, that becomes common idea. How does that happen? This is another branch of study. One person started, few actors started bodybuilding, six-pack abs, become a craze all over. Unhealthy actually. Body fat percentage is so low that in this Lonavala winter they'll be shivering away. Lonavala winter shivering? Kidhar cold hai? Cold hai? It's cold here. Pleasant. By 8% body fat, 6% body fat, unhealthy. Less than 14 is unhealthy. But the idea jumps, it becomes. Yes. All this shows what? In what you say, physical universe, existence, it's not only existence that is manifest. Intelligence also manifests. Manifested awareness is what we call intelligence. Consciousness manifests at the mind, manifests as awarefulness, intelligence, etc. Correct or not? So Brahman is Satyam, Jagat is Mithya. And even other ways. What is this? Table. What is table? Wood. What is wood? Hydrocarbons. Molecules, atoms, particles. What is the final substance? Formless. Formless what? Don't say nothing. I'll whack you with the table. Then you will say something. You are talking of an existing thing. Therefore, it has to be formless existence. And what is formless existence? Limitless. No? Formless, it immediately becomes limitless. The moment you say formless, it is limitless. I'm saying formless. I'm not saying shapeless. The amoeba is not formless. The amoeba is shapeless. Formless means no boundaries. Because what creates a form is the boundaries. No? The boundaries of the pot creates a form pot. My boundaries create this form. And when the boundary stretches a bit, it becomes pot. Form. Similarity of forms come in. From hour glass to pot form. Whatever. Forms. But if you remove the boundaries of that, understanding wise, what is there is formless existence. That means formless existence is the reality behind this table. Is the reality behind this body. Is the reality behind this mind. And what is formless is what? Formless, what do you mean by formless? No boundaries. What do you mean by no boundaries? Not limited by time and space. Can you see? No boundaries means not limited by time and space. And what is not limited by time and space is what? Anantam. Satyam jnanam? Anantam. Anantam satyam. Therefore this anantam satyam is the basis, the content, the matter. For the whole universe, 14 dimensions, even one dimension is difficult to know. You cannot know the whole universe, but the human mind cannot. How much can you observe? Planets where it takes 10,000 years for the light to reach us. Imagine there is a planet. Say, roughly 10,000 years away, light years away from. When they are looking towards Earth, what will they be seeing? The light now? They won't be seeing us because light is going to take, reflected light from us is going to take 10,000 years to reach there. So they will be seeing Rama going into the forest. Wow. That'll be worth something. When we look at them, what will they see? What will we see? Their history 10,000 years ago. Can you imagine? Rama going to the forest, you can see. Hey, let us go there. By the time you reach there, 10,000 years are gone. Achintya Rupam, can you see this? What happens? And all that is where? In time and space. And time and space is what? Forms of existence. Therefore, what is the reality behind that? Anantam Satyam Jnanam. Therefore, Satyam Jnanam Anantam becomes the basis of the whole thing. So, what is past and future? It's like this. There they are seeing our past and thinking, oh, a lot of things are happening in it. What type of missile is that character having? He fired one arrow, 1,000 people fell. It split into, what is it, Minuteman missile or something? Handheld? They see the character kisses the arrow and sends it. And there's a huge explosion. What is that? He is seeing the past. Past, present, future is all simultaneous in many ways. As far as Ishvara is concerned. Look at it. It is important to understand these things. Anantam. Only then you will understand the nuances of Anantam. Many of you came for a camp in Rishikesh. You are standing in the Ganga. You are in the present. Water here. The water is coming from Gangotri towards you. There is a future. There is water behind you going towards Haridwar and Ganga Sagar. That is your past. Correct? Future water coming. Present. Past. Then you are going to have a satellite picture. See Gangotri to Ganga Sagar in one shot. Past, present, future in one. Correct or not? You yourself are in that space station. Past, present, future in one shot. That is Ishvara's time. Past, present, future, one shot. Anantam Satyam, remember? Anantam, in terms of time. Anantam in terms of space. Space is or is not there? It is. If it is, it's a form. A very peculiar form that accommodates all forms within it. Look at space. Space is matter created with the Big Bang. No? But space does not occupy space. Space is matter but does not occupy space. Why? If space occupied space, I wouldn't be able to move in space. No? It'll offer resistance like air, water, etc. It'll not allow the light to pass through. It'll resist. It'll get distorted like how a light passes through water. You can see the distortion. It's not a science class, okay? I'm just talking about Anantam. Relating to the current knowledge in the society, that's all. Therefore, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. And when you're looking at the manifestation of that Brahman into the universe, Pyar se unko Ishvara bula diya. And this Anantam is what we call as Anandam. This Anantam is what we call as Anandam. Someone wanted to know that. This Anantam is what is Anandam. But that we will see after there is some Anandam in the stomach also. Okay, break your bath. No, you'll go there, you'll ring the bell. Yeah.